This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Let's talk to our buddy Chris Willis, covers the Atlanta Braves for SB Nation, managing editor for Battery Power, batterypower.com, as you can check out all of his work. And he's on Twitter, @Chris_Willis. Chris, always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes tonight as we get ready to start the, I guess, de facto second half of the Braves season.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me.
We just were talking about in the last few minutes that, you know, the conversation is certainly a lot different now than it was, say, 6 or 8 weeks ago when you were looking at, okay, are we secure in left field? Are we secure at DH? Do we need more starting pitching because of the injuries? Do we need more bullpen help because of, you know, some guys were not performing as well? I tell you, it's a lot different conversation now than it was, say, 6 or 8 weeks ago for this roster.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you know, we're just a few weeks away from the trade deadline, and you know, it's really hard to say, you know, any area that they just absolutely have to go out and address, because everything kind of clicked in June and so far in July. I mean, it's just been an unbelievable run.
You feel like that? I mean, I think Alex Anthopoulos, and I don't want to say it's making a move for the sake of making a move, but he is going to find a way to upgrade this roster, and I think that probably the most likely scenario is they will go out and get some bullpen help. And part of that is, too, because I just think that Alex Anthopoulos is always trying to help improve this roster. He's not just going to sit back on his laurels and say, we're good.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I mean, he says that just about every trade deadline or anytime, you know, he's asked about making the deal. You know, the answer is always that they're always looking for ways to improve the roster. I mean, I think the bullpen's probably, if you have to squint hard and look for some place that needs to be addressed, it probably is the bullpen, especially with the news today that Nick Anderson's going on the injured list. You know, AJ Minter's only left-hander down there. Depending on what happens with Dylan Lee, you know, you could see a scenario where they go out and look for another left-handed reliever anyway.
You know, Chris, there were certainly questions about left field going into the year, but I got to hand it to Eddie Rosario. He's had a really nice bounce back year. He's made some nice catches in the outfield. He's actually hit left-handers. I know it's a small sample size, but he's 12 for 33 against left-handers for a .364 average. You know, he's held his own against lefties. You know, it really feels like that they don't have to. I mean, maybe they add a right-handed bat just to give him, you know, somebody to hit against lefties. But really, I think Rosario has had a nice bounce-back year playing left field this year.
Yeah, he really has. I mean, he's a streaky guy. I mean, he kind of got off to a slow start, you know, as you talked about a minute ago. You know, 8 weeks ago, we were kind of wondering if they'd be in the market for a left fielder. But, you know, we've seen how hot he can get. We've seen how cold he can get. You know, just hope that, you know, he can continue what he's done. Because, I mean, when Michael Harris started hitting, when Marcell Ozuna started hitting, I mean, this offense just really took off because there's just nowhere to go for outs for opposing pitchers.
So as we look at Michael Harris, you know, he had that really good stretch there, you know, as we were, you know, rounding out the month of June. But if you look at July so far, it's been a 179 batting average, a 179 OPS. I mean, we talk about streakiness. It looked like he was really turning the corner toward the end of June. And then now as we get into July, you know, again, it's just kind of struggling again. What's been, I mean, what is it that's different now from that stretch in June to what we've seen here in July?
I think it's still just a small enough sample that, you know, it's some bad luck, you know, some things. I think he's healthy now, which I think that was one thing that really didn't help him at all with that slow start. You know, it'll be interesting to see how he finishes the end of the month. But the good thing about Harris is, I mean, he gives you speed, gives you gold glove caliber defense in center field. You know, you want him to hit. I mean, and it's, you know, this offense is really dynamic when he's, you know, playing at that rookie of the year level that he was last year. But, you know, I think the Braves are fine, you know, as long as he just keeps his head above water and then, you know, continues to play solid defense in center field.
Chris Willis from Battery Power joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline as we talk some Braves baseball with him. You know, I have said, and I've talked about this with some of the national writers, Chris, that I think Sean Murphy is a top five MVP candidate. And I know, look, for all the good that Matt Olson has done, Ozzie's had a great year. You know, obviously Ronnie is the runaway winner in this thing. Like he's just, I think he's so far out ahead of everybody. He's almost lapped the field. But I really do think that Sean Murphy, when you look at his combination of offense and defense now, that, and again, made the great play in the All-Star game, throwing a guy out. I think Murphy has put together a marvelous season. I think he's legitimately a top five MVP candidate.
I think you could certainly make the case. You know, and honestly, you know, they've been really protective of him since he kind of tweaked that hamstring and just playing every other day with Travis d'Arnaud, or his numbers would look even better, you know, if he was getting more opportunities. They've got the big lead. You know, they've got it's a good thing to keep him fresh, you know, for the postseason. But I mean, you're right. I don't think a lot of fans realized just how good a player Sean Murphy was. I mean, he was out there in Oakland, you know, playing late at night, and you know, just getting him. I mean, it cost him a really good young player in William Contreras that was a fan favorite. But I just don't think everybody really understood how good Sean Murphy was when the Braves acquired him.
You know, I think that in some ways, Ozzie's season has kind of gotten lost in the shuffle. I mean, because there's been so many good stories. You know, Arcia, obviously, you know, one of the big stories. But, you know, obviously it was a lost year for Ozzie last year with the injuries. But he's back to that 2021 form, and this is kind of what we, I think, expect now from Ozzie, right? I mean, he's a 30-homer, 100-run, 100-RBI guy, and, you know, obviously last year battling the injuries, but I mean, he's right back on track for these kinds of numbers again this year.
Yeah, when he started really producing left-handed, you know, I mean, it just takes off because we know how good of a hitter he is on the right, from the right-handed side. And you're right. I think he has gotten lost in the shuffle a little bit, you know, for good reason. I mean, when you've got people performing up and down the lineup the way they are, it's kind of easy to overlook. But, you know, I think he's been a key piece of this, and I think he's a huge part of the team's leadership now, you know, within that clubhouse and everything. He just represents them so well, and it's good to see him swinging the bat the way he has and healthy again after, you know, just a tough season last year.
Chris, what did you think about the Braves draft? I mean, I'll be honest with you. I mean, I saw the pitcher from Florida was their first-round pick, but I literally don't know anything about, you know, what the Braves looked at in the draft. I mean, I know some of the players, but again, you know, 3 years from now, we'll probably be looking at some of these kids that were drafted this year up on the big club, because that's what the Braves do, is they move guys along that they think can, you know, help them, and they move them along pretty quickly. So what did you think about the Braves draft class this year?
I mean, I thought it was interesting. There wasn't a whole lot of buzz about it, because other than the guy from Florida, the first-round pick, there just wasn't quite that big name, you know, to kind of get people excited. They did nab a couple of high school kids that I think have got some high upside as well. But, you know, it's always – it's kind of – we try to predict the draft every year, and, you know, they kind of go off the page a little bit. And then, you know, a year or so into it, you kind of see what they were looking at and what they were trying to do. So I'm excited to see these guys get started. They signed reportedly have signed a good many of them already today. So, you know, it's going to be exciting to see them heading to the minor league rosters and finishing out the season.
Yeah, I saw that they had multiple guys that they signed today. So all good news in that front. Let's talk about Max Fried here for a minute. You know, obviously he had the rehab start in Gwinnett. Do you think we see him at all in the month of July?
I think there's a chance at the end, maybe. I mean, obviously, as long as they keep playing well, they do not have to rush him at all. You know, and they shouldn't really. But I think, you know, if he goes out and looks in himself or and has no problems physically, I don't think there's any reason not to kind of get him back in there. I think, you know, I think he's supposed to start at Rome Saturday. I could see him making a couple more maybe after Saturday, and then, you know, maybe we see him back in Atlanta.
Saw some updates about Dylan Lee today. Have we heard anything about Kyle Wright? I mean, have we heard anything about where he's at or how he's progressing so far?
The last report was that he had started his throwing program, which was good. At the time, it was only flat ground. You know, with the All-Star break and everything, that could have changed. He could have gotten on a bullpen. But I think that was going to be the next step in the equation. Then, of course, it'd be facing hitters and a rehab assignment if there's no setbacks. He's going to be several weeks behind Fried anyway. So, you know, I expect maybe as soon as tomorrow we could probably get an update on him.
And you know, Chris, and I'm a big believer in this, like, you know, you've basically had to pitch with three starters this year. And it feels like if you can just get that regular guy in that four spot, you can figure out the bottom of your rotation. You can figure out a fifth spot with just one rotation. Some days you don't need a fifth starter. Some days you can just, you know, whether it's Soroka or Schuster or whoever. But I think that fourth spot is a real key because – you start getting to where you have to try to figure out multiple spots. That can be tough to do. And I think, you know, not just, again, Fried's the best left-hander in baseball. You're just going to plop him right into the starting rotation. But just the stability of having a fourth guy that you can count on, I think it's huge just because you can figure everything else out from there.
You're right. I mean, it really tests your depth when you have to fill more than one spot. And they've had to do that, you know, a couple of times. They had to do it. You know, they've had to do it a couple of seasons now, honestly. But, you know, it's just going to be so big to get Fried back if he's healthy anywhere close to the level that he was last season. But even if he's not, just being able to give him innings, you know, I think is going to be huge because, you know, a lot of guys have been pressed into the into service here. And it'll be a whole lot easier to fill that fifth spot, you know, going down the stretch. And that fifth spot, honestly, you won't even need it probably. You won't even need it in the postseason. So, you know, you're only talking about just trying to finish the season out with it. But, you know, you've got a lot of guys in the mix that got a lot of valuable experience. And, you know, that's going to pay off down the line.
Last question for you. Anything that we should be looking out for as far as maybe a prospect? I mean, there's been rumors and people have been talking about, well, we could move Vaughn Grissom. You know, again, I don't know if the Braves want to move him just yet, but is he a name that could potentially be on the move for Atlanta?
I mean, you know, when you look at the situation, I don't think you can ever say never. Obviously, I haven't heard anything, any rumors even associated with the Braves as far as trade deadline goes. I'm sure that's going to pick up as the month goes. I think to move Vaughn Grissom, they would be doing something substantial. You know, it would be the type of move that they think is going to push them over the hump in a postseason chase. So, you know, I'm not 100% sure, but again, you know, with Orlando Arcia signed up, you know, on an extension before the season and not a clear path for Grissom, you know, you can't say no to it. I mean, there's obviously a chance that it could happen. But, You know, I've given up trying to predict trades and stuff under Alex Anthopoulos, because just when you think you got it figured out, I mean, he comes out of left field with something that, you know, is just off the radar. So
yeah, as Rowdy Piper said, just when you think you have the answers, I change the questions. So Chris Willis covers the Atlanta Braves for SB Nation, managing editor for Battery Power, batterypower.com, is where you can check out all of his work. He's on Twitter at Chris_Willis. Join me on the WadeFord.com hotline. Chris, always, buddy, appreciate it. Thanks for a few minutes tonight. We'll chat again here soon.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate it. It's always fun.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.